Are you in need of motivation? Are you always slack? Are your kids always running amok? The Youth Forum, here to talk about all your youth needs and helps that you could ever possibly want. Here's Martha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Youth Focus here. I'm Martha, your host, and I'm really hoping you're having a deadly Wednesday afternoon and you're keeping well. I'm very excited to spend this hour of Youth Focus to really focus on you, bringing you off services of support, information on services and support available in the community to support you if you are finding it difficult in this time as well. Not only that, we have an amazing guest here in the studio. I have two guests in the studio today. Yeah. So I'm very excited to have a yarn with them later on. You got to stay tuned because they've got some really amazing stuff to share with you later on the show. But first of all, let's acknowledge that this meeting is being held on Aboriginal land. I recognize the strength, resilience, and the capacity of Aboriginal nation people of this land. I pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and leaders emerging. So stay tuned and I will be right back with you after this song.
I've been thinking about time and where does it go? How can I stop my life from passing me by? I don't know. I've been thinking about family, now it's going so fast. Will I wake up one morning just wishing that I could go back? I've been thinking about lately, maybe I can make a change and let it change me. So with all of my heart, this is my prayer. Singing, oh Lord, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have for me. Touch my heart. Don't let me stray. I just wanna stay where you are. All I got is one shot, one try. One go around in this beautiful life. Nothing is wasted when everything's placed in your hands. Singing, oh Lord, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have. Promise you hold, so it's all eyes on you until the day you call me home. Singing, oh Lord, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have for me.
I don't wanna miss.
Singing, oh Lord, show me what matters. And throw away what I'm chasing after. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have.
Hey, it's Owen. You're listening to 98.7 BBM. Don't touch that dial. It's party time. Spread it back.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Youth Focus. Hope you enjoyed that song. That was Give Me in the Moment by Jeremy Gamp. I'm so excited to be here and I'm really excited for our guests today. And also I'm excited if we've got a young person who's going to give a little bit of snip snap of some of her experience in the YouthLink housing program. But first of all, it is a drop it like it's hot. Give us a shout out here if you have anyone in mind that you want to give a shout out to, whether it's having a birthday today or a birthday last week or someone who has obtained or some sort of ID or being supported by an organisation that you just want to give a shout out to, please give us a call here or send us a text. The number is 0457 140550 and we'll give a shout out on your behalf at the end of the show. Again, this show is all about providing information of services to support you. If you are finding it difficult today, like maybe you woke up this morning feeling a little bit down, you know, so you know there are supports available in the community for you. And one of those support is with Headspace. You know, give them a call, 4041 3780, and have a chat to someone over there. Don't ever feel like you're alone in your journey. You know, there are support available in the community, or maybe you know someone who are finding it really difficult today. You know, reach out to that friend of yours and give them the contact to Headspace and encourage them to get engaged with Headspace and talk to someone there. The other organization is Live Life Well. Their number is 1-300-727-957. You know, reach out to them. They can also, you know, just provide you some information on the phone, or you can go or check out their website. Headspace have amazing resources or tools, support on their website where you can really educate yourself and so that you can best support friends and family who might be finding it difficult today. You know, or otherwise, you know, just take a moment, you know, take a moment, find yourself in a space where you can take a little bit of breather, you know, take a little bit of breather yourself, or even just slow down. Some of the things that you can actually do if you're feeling it down or feeling like things are just not working out for you or feeling like you're hitting walls, applying for those jobs, there's nothing's coming your way. I just want to encourage you, take a moment to take a breather, you know, and take a step back and reevaluate your resume or CV or seek help that it's available in the community with youth organizations, or even seek a help from a trusted friend or family as well. You know, so there's a little things that you can do today. But if you feel like things are really worse, reach out to those specialists. They are there to support you and they will guide you through and provide you with all the information that you need to help you to manage those emotions. And just don't feel like you are alone this journey. There's support over there. You know, so please do reach out those support. And just, yeah, it's you know, just know that we are here for you. If you ever need any further information, you can contact me at PBM and we'll be able to provide you information and get connected with you and refer you to agencies available in the community. So yeah, please do stay tuned. We've got a guest coming up later on. I don't want to take too much time because we really want to hear from our guest today. She's got amazing things to share with you and your family and also the mob out there. Stay tuned and we'll be right back with you after this song.
Honey, we could put the past in the backseat. You don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to say you're sorry, no, no. Go on and tell me all the things you really want to. Tell me what you're holding on to. Honey, I'm just gonna hold you closer. We don't have to wait for our love to begin when we're already standing out on the runway. Open up your heart and let it catch the wind. Just reach out and take my hand. Nothing in our way. They keep saying time flies, but baby, we're the pilots. We'll be flying wherever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots. We're the pilots. They keep saying time flies, but baby, the pilots.
Don't need a ticket to come home when you want to. Cause even when I'm not with you, I'm with you. Sun up, sun down. We don't have to wait for our life to begin. Cause we're already standing out on the runway. Open up your heart and let it catch the wind. Just reach out and take my hand. Nothing in our way. They keep saying time flies, but baby, we're the pilots and we'll be flying wherever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots, we're the pilots. They keep saying time flies, but baby, we're the pilots. We'll be arriving whenever we want tonight. Baby, we're the pilots. Oh, baby, we are the pilots.
Hi, my name is Tara Chiba and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Youth Focus here. Hope you enjoy that song. We're going to go right to our guest here in the studio. Welcome to Youth Focus, Chloe.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's awesome. Chloe, tell us about Deadly Choices.
Yeah, so Deadly Choices, so we aim to empower Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to make healthy choices for themselves and their families. So we encourage them to eat healthy, exercise daily, and also do an annual health check.
That's awesome. And then, so you mentioned that you have programs for running during school terms?
Yeah, so a part of our role, so I'm a program officer, mm-hmm. and a part of my role is to go into the schools and do programs with the kids. So there's junior and high school. Yeah. We do a healthy lifestyle program that just talks about leadership, healthy relationships, sexual health and health checks, chronic disease and harmful substances. And we relate it all back to culture. We also just do a tobacco program. Where we just talk about the chemicals in cigarettes, passive smoking. We also have a DC Fit program as well that we can run with community. So that's for our target age group is 16 to 25. We understand that when they get to this age, there's less drive and motivation to exercise. So we try to get this free program out to engage more to start exercising again. And we can modify it for any age, ability.
I guess it's some much needed programs in the community, and not only for young people in the school, but also for those who are not engaged in education. You run programs for them in different places, or if they're not engaged with education, will they able still be able to engage with your programs?
Yeah, so we can run these programs as well outside of schools. We can also run them in communities, in community groups. At the moment, I'm running a DC Fit program with some youth justice kids out at Your Fitness in the city at the gym, which is really good. We're engaging some of the young kids in exercise.
Yeah, and you were talking about their health checks. The young people, do they need to have a clear health check to engage with activities, or Deadly Choices provide that support?
Yeah, so we do encourage them to access their local Aboriginal medical service, which is Wootropperin for Cairns.
Yep.
We do encourage them to go and get a health check, especially when we're doing the DC Fit program as well, to see if they are eligible to exercise and that there's no injuries.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so good. It keeps them motivated and yeah. And what's some of the benefits that you, program officer, hope for the young person to achieve from DC FITs and other programs?
Yeah, so with the DC FIT program, we just try to engage them and kind of show them the way into exercise and using a gym.
Yeah.
So that we hope that they will then go and get their own gym membership, or that they'll go to the park or go walking or just do anything. So we hope that's just a step to help them kind of engage in fitness themselves. Mm.
I know, like with a lot of young people nowadays, they, you know, the lack of motivation and participation, it's always being a challenging. How are you approach that area to yeah. get them engaged and complete the program?
It can be hard to kind of have whatever age they are, just to have them engaged, because normally the DC FIT program is for about 10 weeks. So yeah. we ask them to come every week for one day a week, every week for 10 weeks. And there's incentives along the way, you know, like they get a water bottle, a hat, tights, shirt, shorts, just for turning up and participating. So sometimes that does work. But yeah, it can be hard, because the research has shown that 2 in 10 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in that age bracket from 16 to 25 are not doing any physical activity. So we're trying to increase those numbers. And we think that the way of doing that is by having a free program for MOB and also having incentives.
Incentives, yeah. And that's been helpful?
Yeah, it has. It has. It's something to look forward to if they know that they're going to be rewarded at the end of every few weeks. Yeah. Mm.
And so the programs that you run in school and how that is going at the moment, is that only doing school terms?
Yeah, so the programs that we run in schools are only during school terms, so they can be anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah, and we just ask for an hour a week just to take them away and just educate them.
Yeah, and so you do quite a lot of activity by the sound of it, sports.
Yeah, so yeah. our sessions look like, so there's half an hour of education and the last half an hour is normally physical activity. With our tobacco program, we do a activity called Challenge.
What is the tobacco program?
talk about like passive smoking, we talk about pre and post colonization. Like before and after the Europeans came over, like our relationship with tobacco. We talk about how it affects our family. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of every week, we kind of get the students to, it can be like either an art piece, it can be like a skit, a rap, a song, it can be whatever they want.
Just about
educating people on the dangers of tobacco smoking, and then they present it at the end.
And how from your experience, how is the young people engaged with that conversation? Do they, are they getting something out of it? Because I know young people love the tobacco, and just to have someone say, oh, that's not healthy and blah, blah, blah. And what sort of things that you have experienced that, you know, their react or their response to?
Yes, so about 40% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people smoke. So not in primary schools, not a lot of them smoke. A lot of them have kind of started vaping as well. Yeah. When you get to high schools, a few of them smoke, but a lot of them aren't really educated on the chemicals or what's even in a cigarette. So you can have the conversation with them, but a lot of people, the kids that we educate, like they live with smokers. So it's just about them kind of passing the information on to those who do smoke if they don't.
Yeah. And some of the young people, I guess like a lot of young people as well, they take it on board because someone else is doing it. It's not that peer sense of peer pressure. And the influential from their friends or the living environment.
Yeah, we agreed that a lot in primary schools, like if they start smoking when they're young, it's normally because of peer pressure, because they think it's cool. Whereas if they're older and they start smoking, it's normally due to stress or financial stress or family stress.
Well, I started smoking at a young age because it was cool.
You smoke? Oh, no. We need to get you on a tobacco program.
I know, it wasn't sick because of stress or anything. It's because it was cool. Everyone else around me was smoking. And I thought, man, that looks cool. And I remember taking a first sickie, you know, and one of my friends said, oh, that doesn't look cool, Martha. That doesn't, you don't suit it.
Yeah.
You don't suit smoking. And so I just,
Yeah, that's what little kids say. If they start young, it's because they're being peer pressured. They think it's cool. Their friends are doing it.
Yeah. But a lot of young people, they, you know, they do get influenced by doing, you know, and having a tobacco program, you know, run in a community, you know, it's almost like a harm reduction in that area for young people.
Yeah.
And also building the generation for, you know, for tomorrow, you know, to have that, having that education and understanding of how that impacts their lives in the long run, it can make them think twice about it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, well, hopefully, even if they know a smoker who's, well, who already smokes and they're telling them about the chemicals, maybe the kids do agree that if their parents smoke and they go and tell them about the chemicals, they may not always give up, but maybe it's telling the people who don't smoke and it's kind of like influencing them not to start because they know of the dangers of it.
Yeah, and the secondhand smoke is more deadly than,
There's like 600,000 deaths yearly from passive smoking.
From passive smoking. Yeah. So it's the environment, so it's, it can be high risk. That is so awesome, Chloe, the tobacco program. It's not that I'm...
Yeah.
And what other programs that you're running at school? So you got a tobacco program and then you got a DC Fits.
Yeah, so we just have the normal healthy lifestyle.
Healthy health,
So that's kind of how we start. When we first get into schools, we kind of advise to do the healthy lifestyle one first because it's like talks about all the topics, like leadership, chronic disease, healthy relationships, harmful substances. Mm. And then we have like a good quick tucker one as well, which is about food and nutrition. So it just kind of branches off from them.
Mm. Yeah. It's so much needed, eh, for the young people in our days, you know, because they can consume anything into their bodies without even think about how that would danger their health.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you agree that that it's not so much of what they eat, but it's what their mind sets? No? 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 Okay. Mm. Yeah, so it's, I think it's, a lot of young people have that mindset, you know, like it's just anything, you know, when they're really hungry, they just eat on anything.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the easiest thing to eat, not really the healthiest.
The healthiest,
So sometimes because just going through the drive-thru and getting Maccas is a lot easier.
It's a lot easier than cook yourself. Yeah. And it's so much easier. See, you, it's Daily Choices Connect with Respect Me program around sexual health, no?
No, not that I'm aware of. That's probably a good partnership to have, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can look into.
And how long has been Deadly Choices run in Cairns?
Well, so my team, we just started probably about August last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been together for just over a year.
Mm, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And how many people in your team?
So there's 5 of us program officers, and then we have a team leader as well. But there's not only just a team. So the Cairns team services like Cairns and Yarrabah.
Yeah.
And then there's also a team in Innisfail. So they do from they cover from Bibinda to Tully. And then there's Mareeba, which covers Chiligo to Atherton.
Yeah.
And then we also get together and we do events.
Yes.
So whether we can do like just a Cairns event for just members of like the Cairns community, but we can also do regional events where all of the regions come together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So you have any events coming up before the end of this year?
We might have a community day coming up, but at this point I don't think it's set in stone. Yeah. But there'll be some annual events coming up, like they will have the Seniors Day, we have the Phil Minnickin Cricket in about April next year. We might have the Touch event as well mid-year.
I was so going to get you back in here. When all that's happening, we're going to get you back here and talk about those amazing events because it's so good. Like, and you were talking about the community events for any young people who are not engaged in school and DC Fits is so good because, like, I work for Youth Link and we have a drop-in space of young people aged 12 to 24 and they're hang around in that drop-in space because they don't really have much to do, you know. They're disengaged from employment, disengaged from education, you know. To have something like that happen in the community, it really symbolized their mind to and you know their focus on something more positive for themselves and being around positive peers like yourself and your team. It's really, really awesome. Yeah.
And so all of our events as well, they're all free. You come, you participate, and sometimes we even get like some uniforms, whether it's like a shirt or a jersey shirt to participate. We do try to encourage a health check as well to participate. And then we put in like a free lunch, some snacks. Mm-hmm. And then we also have ambassadors come up from Brisbane. So ambassadors that have come up this year for our events are like Petro Sivanasiva, Willy Tonga, Bo De La Cruz, Tyrone Roberts, and Ray Thompson. Yeah, so they've come up throughout the year for different events, but it's always good to get ambassadors up here in our community.
And it gets the kids excited, eh? Yeah. You know, to see that face in real life and actually hear their voices. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, it's good promotion when you say so-and-so is coming up from Brisbane, you know, remember he used to play football. It always engages people to come along.
No, that's so awesome. Hey everyone, stay tuned and we'll be right back with you with more of Chloe on Deadly Choices.
There's so many broken nights, it felt like it was the end. All of the losing fights knocking me down again. But it was in the fall that I found my faith. It was in my weakness I found your strength. So I'm not afraid. Put my heart through the fire. I won't be burned. It's only making me stronger. Even if it hurts. So do whatever it takes. I know that I will be changed when I walk. Of all my fears, telling me hope is dead, but still I'm standing here. As long as this blood flows through my veins, you said I won't break under this pain. So I'm not afraid. Put my heart through the fire. I won't be burned. It's only making me stronger, even if it hurts. So do what
interested in becoming a community peer champion in North Queensland? Do you have an interest in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community health? Do you want to become a cultural connector for our mob? Want to support our mob living with HIV and increase community awareness about sexual health? Become a peer champion today. Come on board and increase your skills, broaden your knowledges, build relationships, increase resilience, and support our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Want to know more? Contact Natasha at Two Spirits on 0474 251 866 for a safe and confidential yarn.
Station sponsor. One mob, one tribe,
one people, one mob. If you're 14 years or older, you can get proof of your COVID-19 vaccinations online and it's free. You can use your Express Plus Medicare app or Medicare online account to access your immunisation history statement or COVID-19 digital certificate. Once you've linked Medicare to your MyGov account, you'll be able to see your immunisation history statement. If you're fully vaccinated, you'll get access to your COVID-19 digital certificate. If you're not eligible for Medicare, you can use the Individual Healthcare Identifier Service through MyGov to get proof of your COVID-19 vaccinations. For more information, go to servicesaustralia.gov.au/COVID-vaccine-proof.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way you mob? The Cairns Indigenous Art Fair is thrilled to announce that Music in the Park concert at Munramunna Parklands is returning this year. It's happening this Saturday, the 13th of November. Now, this free concert will be sure to make you dance and laugh. So from 4 p.m, they'll be holding an outdoor art market, giving you all the opportunity to purchase works of art direct from the artist. And then kicking off at 5 p.m. will be the Deadly concert with a deadly impressive lineup. They have Black Image Band. I say, hey. Amy Winnetong.
When you see us on the street, you don't really want to speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly.
Sea Breeze.
You get them. Them get them. All get them. Wah, wah. You get them,
And the Warrigan Band from Hope Vale. And can't forget our daily host, none other than Fighting Man Kevin Coppinieri. So don't miss out on Music in the Park at Munramunna Parklands, happening this Saturday, the 13th of November, from 4 p.m. onwards.
G'day friends, it's Troy Cassadaly here. You're tuned into Bumma Bipara. I follow him on Twitter. Make sure you do that too on 98.7 FM.
I hear people talking about their great big cities.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Youth Focus here, and we're here with our guest from Diddly Joyce's, Chloe. How, for those who are listening, how can they connect with you?
So we have a Facebook profile. So if you just search up Deadly Choices on Facebook, on Instagram, you'll be able to follow us, like the page, message the page even. It'll keep you updated with what's happening up here, like in Cairns, whether it's events or stuff that's going on. And I also have a mobile number.
Yep, please.
Yep. Yep. So it's 0428 459 771 if you would like to contact me, and we can engage you in, we can either engage you in a DC fit if anybody is interested in starting up a DC fit program next year. If you have mob that's interested, we can look at starting up that in January next year for some New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what schools that you run the programs?
Yeah, so between, there's five of us in our team, we're in a few different schools. So we're in Machin's Beach, Cairns High, Cairns West, St Monica's, St Mary's, Jarrigan, Gordon Vale, Trinity Bay. There's a few different schools. We're in most of the schools, I'd say, around Cairns, yeah.
Yeah, so check them out. If your kids are at school, any of these high schools, or friends are in these high school, please talk to them about Deadly Choices and go out to them and say hello and engage with their programs. And get your friends engaged as well.
Yeah,
it'll be so fun. Look out for Chloe and the team out there. It's going to be really, really awesome. Chloe, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, we do run one more program, an elders program.
Yeah.
Out at Woori Community Hall from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Thursday. So that's just for over 50s. If you're interested in coming along, it's all free. You get to come out. We just try to encourage everyone to socialize, exercise, and improve quality of life. There's a lunch that we put on as well. And we're also getting some guest speakers in, like the police or diabetes educators as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's what day?
Thursdays from every 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yeah, right. At Warri Community Hall.
Yeah, it's good. Very good program to engage Mama and Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Auntie and Uncle as well.
Yeah.
So, please do pass those information to your parents or caregivers. You know, it's a really good opportunity to get socialized and meet new people and get improved of health and well-being as well. Chloe, thank you so much for coming into You Focus. It's been absolutely awesome having you here and share about the services and support that you and your team run in the community for young people aged 16 to 24 and also the elderly. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to before? No?
Not that I can think of.
Maybe a shout
just
out to
any moms who are in our programs. You guys are the best.
And then we'll give a shout out to you for being here. Thank you so much for coming and thank you for sharing that. We're definitely going to have you back in the show next year to talk about all the wonderful activity that's coming up for the young people. It's really awesome. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with you with some information around home, housing and mental health.
Who, what, when, where, why? Wasting time looking for answers, going out my mind. I wanted to see behind the scenes, but now I'm letting go. 'Cause the safest place that I could be is in your great unknown. I'm ready to chase impossible, walking away from what I know. Waters. Let's get lost at sea. Feel the voice of you, my father. Calm the storm in me. Yeah, I'm not looking for the distant shore or how the story ends. My life is yours. I'm living for the moment that I'm in. I'm ready to chase impossible, walking away from what. Chase impossible, walking away from my world.
Hi there, this is Dan Salton, and you guys are listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Hey, Hey everyone, welcome back to the You Focus Show. Hope you enjoy that song and also enjoy our guest here in the studio, Chloe, all the way from Deadly Choices. And you enjoy all the services and support activities they're providing for, not only for students in school, but also for young people in the community as well. So please do check them out, Deadly Choices, on their Facebook page, like that and follow them. And that way it will be, we'll keep you updated with their upcoming activities in the year ahead. Or even stay connected with them, ask them questions, you know, whatever it is, it's so good to stay connected with Deadly Choices and also look out for them in school as well. You know, go out to them and say hello and you know, get your friends to engage as well. So it's been absolutely amazing having Chloe here from Deadly Choices share about their support and services. So they're doing amazing work for young people out in the community. But right now we're going to talk about some of the other supports and services if you are experiencing homelessness, you know, if you are homeless or if you are at risk of becoming homeless, or if you know someone who is homeless or at risk of becoming homeless, you know, there are support available in the community, and some of this support is provided by Youth Link. And Youth Link is a youth organization, as a youth service provider, funded by Department of Housing and Public Works, Department of Child Safety, Department of Social Services, Team Fairfax, and Family Foundations to provide support for young people aged 12 to 24. I have a privilege to have one of the young people who is also a tenant at Youth Link Housing Program here in the studio with me. Welcome to Alina. Alina, tell us, what does it feel like being a tenant in Youth Link Housing Program?
Well, thanks for having me here. And, well, I guess being one of the tenants part of the Youth Link Housing Program, you feel definitely supported,
yeah.
Like from the first day right away. You also learn some great life skills, just in terms of maintaining a house, even cooking, cleaning, stuff that you think wouldn't even be a big deal. But when you actually have your own property, have the real estate inspections and stuff, just practices for the real world, I guess, it's definitely like a nice thing to have someone like there beside you going, hey, this is what you're meant to do and stuff like that, for sure.
That's awesome. So if you are a young person aged 16 to 24 and you are at risk or homeless, or even you're just being asked to leave your place due to conflict or ongoing stuff, you know, problems with families, hey, look, please do get in touch with Youth Link. As Alina said, you know, it makes you feel, you know, having been part of Youth Link Housing Program, it makes you feel safe, right? And feel supported. Mm-hmm. The independent living skills is so good because not every young people know what it feels, yeah. What skills you need to have to live independently, you know. And often when they hear the word of independence, they think freedom.
true.
To do whatever I like, to smash the property and this and that. That's not sort of independent that we're teaching here. You know, it's about skills, you know, budgeting skills, life skills, how to operate the mob, how to mop the floor, how to clean the fence, you know, washing dishes, you know, how to maintain your environment in a safe and hygienic way, and also how to meet the expectation of the real estate when they have their, you know, free monthly inspection. Have you experienced that in being a Youth Link tenant?
Yeah, I had one. I think it was the proper, like, what do you call it? The property
inspection.
First proper one. And I remember I was like, oh, I got given a list and it was like, clean the ceiling fence. I'm like, when did I have to clean the ceiling fence? Went up there. It was dusty as, my gosh. So I'm so happy I actually did clean it.
Yeah.
And then I think I had got a note back and I was just like, oh, thanks. And I don't think there was any comments. So I think I managed to pass the test, which is good. But yeah, for sure. Clean the fence. Who would have thought?
Clean the fence. So those are the things that you will experience as part of your independent living skills when you become part of Youth Link Housing Program. So it's absolutely, if you're a young person aged 16 to 24 and you're interested, so please get in touch with Youth Link. Their number is 4031-6179, or you can pop down to Youth Link. It's 305 7th Street in Parramatta Park. We also have a drop-in space. It's a one-stop shop, and you have access to that space.
Yes. So you have access to the space, then you can just go in there. There's internet, there's food, there's phone. You also can have help in terms of if you need public housing.
Yeah.
If you need someone just to, even with Medicare and Centrelink applications like that.
Yeah.
It's honestly just go there. They can help you. It's a great place.
It's a really awesome place. You can go in there and take a little breather from the world and enjoy the aircon and stuff like that. Even access the kitchen facility if you're hungry, or even get some food from donated food by the generosity of the community. So get down to Youth Link today if you are hungry and need something, or whatever it is that you need, get down there. If you are a young person, aged 12 to 24, you can access that space, you know, anytime from Monday to Friday. Not anytime, from Monday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 4:30.
Almost.
So get out there. Also have a kitchen facility, shower facility, laundry facility. So if you have dirty washing, and you know, it's very expensive to get into the laundromat, you know, you can down at Youth Link, you can get your washed for free, and get, and there's also a dryer as well. It's for free. So get down there. They also provide a mobile outreach program. If you can't get to Youth Link and you desperately need support, you need a place to stay tonight, get in touch with Youth Link, and there will be a facilitator referral to immediate accommodation, and will also help you to get into a safe place today. So please do encourage, if you or anyone that you know that need the support, please reach out to them and pass them this information as well. So Youth Link provide housing programs, supported accommodation, transitional program, same house, different landlord allocation, and also mobile outreach program and a drop-in space, which is one-stop shop for all young people aged 12 to 24. So it's really, really awesome. So is there anything else that you want to share with anyone of your experience of being in Youth Link?
I think
the Department of Housing application. So did you...
Good.
Did you, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I remember first time I went in there, we had, you have to do like a, what's it called, tenancy program in terms of if you want the other ones. And then after you get accepted for that, they will usually do a public Department of Housing application. Yeah. It's very quick, very easy, like done for me. If I did by myself, I would not know what I'm doing, but they have the information, they know, they're very knowledgeable, and they kind of just sit you down, they walk you through it.
Yeah.
And there, that's it. And so now I'm on the wait list, which is really cool and exciting. Yeah. It's quite easy. So I guess it's just the support there, and that's why I think Youth Link's a great place, because you can go in there, get supported with anything, really.
Yeah, and it's awesome. So, like, if they can't help you, they will refer you to agency that can help you.
Exactly.
Other places as well. So, you know, you can never leave that place feeling unsupported, because the support is there, and also outside the community as well. So it's really, really good. If you're not registered with the Department of Housing, please do get registered. You know, it's really important that you get yourself registered, and the support that is there. You know, sometimes it's easier for others, and sometimes it's not easier to fill those forms. So and the support is there to help you get that form through, and also to advocate on your behalf with other departments as well.
Yeah,
so that's all we have. That's all we have in this hour of Youth Focus. It's been absolutely awesome having your company, and it's so good to have Chloe from Deadly Choices as our guest here, and also for Alina for sharing your amazing experience and journey of being a tenant at Youth Link Housing Program, and especially you. So you can catch us here again next time, same station here on BBM 98.7 FM.
Front, Weigh the situation how you want. Right. The loving that you claim is just a four-letter word. The third letter's inviting, so visualize the verb. You curve thought ways when you're handling the candelabra. So you're sitting on a baby grand, transmitting like you made a man. But you paint a funny face like a chick. When I see you, I'ma tell you quick that
it ain't all good. Life's true. Things ain't going like they should.
I can't believe we built this large pizza pie together. No pepperoni. Yeah, you wanted extra cheese. Sometimes I gave you extras. How we divided slices like the Red Sea theory. I was Moses, hopelessly scorned by your thorns, Zipporah. Tried to bring that fairy tale life, you wanted horror. But my microscope couldn't see a cope with that. I had to bolt from that and left it dead in the sea. It's better for me. I'm satisfied with repping for D.
We were certified hot, then dropped to lukewarm. Now we back up in the spot, claiming never been gone. Niggas who cut us off wanna reattach us now.
Them girls who brush us off say they want some numbers to die.
Yeah, I get that ass a number and some lumber to pound and catch a curve from my kid.
Won't show me love if I break.
So stick to the same plan. Don't come shaking my hand like we peeps. It ain't beef, but be sure to understand between us it ain't all.
Life's true.
What we done cop.
Always off the scene.
They steady fiending for the moment. They can get us off the block.
What always
seen. Your people might have the back, but you need to watch the front. Indeed, and nothing guaranteed.
That's truth, they
look good like they think they should. A lot say they wanna walk in my size 10s. Alright then, here's a pair. Lace them up tight, then you might feel what was dealt to me. You see, ain't no young boys up in here. Keep a clear head, trying to keep my pockets on stuff. Like dear heads upon the wall, so all the gold we get from y'all don't phase. So mind your biz and walk your ways, cause I'm never gonna let you up inside my maze.
I don't care about what you think you say. Things you want to know.
In the stars, finding my phone in the dark, putting my life on restart. So many places to go, asking what's best, I don't know. Each hour's an hour you make, so I know it's gonna be strange. One more day, I believe that it's gonna be all okay with you. In love, I gotta breathe, I'm awake. Tell me what's next, or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand, but I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. It's only in you I would trust. Yo, goodbye to fear and the doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. Oh, like one more day. Wanna show that I'm gonna go all the way with you.
Thanks for another day.
Giving thanks for another day.
Thank you for one more day.
Giving thanks for another day.
grace for another day.
Thank you for one more day.